It is official, at least according to the New York Times. RFD-TV will simulcast Don Imus' radio program when he returns to the airwaves on December 3rd. But you, the loyal BPP listener, knew this was in the works. We spoke to the president of the channel, devoted to farm living, happened a short while ago, and he confirmed that the deal with Imus was in the works. He also addressed the big issue, the reason Imus was booted off the air of CBS Radio and MSNBC, those racially charged remarks he made on air. Here's Patrick Gottsch, founder and president of RFD-TV, on the Bryant Park Project.
RFD-TV is 7 years old now. We launched in December 2000, launched initially on Dish Network in December 2000. DirecTV added the channel in March of 2002. And then since then, we've been adding a number of cable systems, especially in rural America, Mediacom, Suddenlink, Charter, and the NCTC, which is a cooperative of 1,000 rural systems. I've been carrying this programming now for about 4 years. So we're currently in about 30 million homes and real close to signing some deals with some major urban markets soon.
What's your trademark program?
Well, we're really three or four networks rolled into one. About 20% of our programming is devoted to agriculture, 20% to people that love horses, equine programming. About 25% is rural lifestyle programming, and that's not farmers and ranchers. That's,
no, it's like quilting. There's a whole show about quilting in a day, which I would watch.
Yeah, it's for the folks. There's 27 million homes in rural America outside of urban areas, all these 1, 2, 5 acre places, small towns. So the programming's more targeted toward them. And then music and entertainment makes up about 25-26% of our programming at this time, especially the classic country type shows. A lot of people are comparing us to the old Nashville network, and we're kind of proud of that comparison. Ralph Emery started a show on us last year that's proved to be very popular. Today we're announcing that Crook and Chase from Nashville Now is returning to RFD-TV in January with an exclusive one-hour weekly show that'll be a new production in Nashville. So,
The New York Times reported, as we mentioned earlier in this segment, that you have been in talks with Don Imus to simulcast his show. Are you guys going to do a TV version of what he's doing on the radio?
We did a one-hour special this past summer on the ranch from New Mexico, aired it on or taped it in July and aired it in September.
And that's Don Imus's ranch, right?
On Don Imus's
just
ranch.
Just for folks who don't know.
For cancer that he and Deidre and Wyatt and their family do. And it proved to be extremely popular. It showed a real sign of Don that I think some folks hadn't seen before. So, and I personally was out there and truly witnessed 10 lives being changed, 10 kids that came to the ranch as with one attitude and left with a whole different attitude. It was quite a moving program. So
he's a guy who, of course, has gotten a lot of notoriety in the last year because of some comments he made about African American players on a college basketball team. Is that something that would give you concern about joining business with him?
I think that I don't have anything new to add to that. I think, you know, 50 different people have weighed in on it. We got nothing to add to it. I know. You know, Don's apologized profusely. I know the team's accepted his apology, so that's good enough for us, and I think it should be for everybody else too, quite frankly.
So you don't have any second thoughts about you know?
I've got somewhat of an advantage, Luke and Allison, over I think everybody else. Like I said, I spent 10 days at the ranch this summer with the Imus family and got to see them when cameras aren't rolling or mics aren't in their face sat down to dinner with them several times, rode around the pickup with them. These are quality people. These are good, good people, and we'll be proud to carry it.
The president of RFD-TV on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.